B-Pod Studios.
If you can't get a good selfie after four, quit.
I listen to y'all all the time. I love you guys. I even got my boyfriend listening, too.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Lauren on Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Oh, it's going to be a great day.
It really is going to be a great day. It's a Monday. It is April 16th, 2022.
It is May 16th.
What did I say?
Not April 16th.
Damn it.
Don't take us back.
I did that before. Somebody DM'd me and said I said April.
No.
April's my birthday month. I don't want to lose it. It is May 16th. 2022, we need a song to get us going on a Monday.
All right.
I thought we could start off with some Jay-Z.
Oh, it's been a minute since I've heard of him. Heard from him.
April was the last time you heard from him?
Yeah.
You don't really hear from him.
I love Jay-Z.
I do too.
All right, welcome to your Monday. Give us a what, Roy?
Whoop, whoop.
All right. Now we're ready to do a Monday show with Mani, Roy, and Loren. Producer Nicole's here as well. What about your weekend, Ren? What's going on in your world that you need to tell us?
So this morning, you guys know my son Cash doesn't sleep, right? So at 2 a.m., he came into my room last night, and the night before, I let him sleep in there. But Dallas got back late last night, so I was like, no, come on, buddy, let's go back into your room. And when I did that, I shut my alarm off on my phone so that it wouldn't wake him up.
Hey.
And I was like, I won't fall back asleep at this point. Like, whatever. I'll go do laundry, you know. And I fell back asleep. So I woke up at like 5:10.
Oh, my God.
Freaking out.
Yeah,
trying to do the quiet get out from his room. Yeah. I'm like knocking stuff over. I was like, oh, come on, guy. but yes, I did make it. But it was a rough start this morning.
Well, glad you made it.
Thanks.
Over the weekend for me, we celebrated Kelly's birthday, which just involved buying her a bunch of gifts. And then
did you get her cake?
I gave her a birthday toy cake.
Okay.
It's close.
Did you sing to her?
What, does it squeak when she bites it?
Yep. And I gave her whipped cream, and I gave her a birthday lamb chop. It was a whole birthday festivities at the
house. All right.
And then I gave her a pup cake?
I gave her the whipped cream.
Yeah.
Which, you know, yeah. And then I discovered this wonderful TV show called Boston Legal.
Oh, yeah, it's been on for a while.
Well, it's been off for a while, too.
I guess, yeah.
But with William Shatner, oh, I've been all in on that. I've been binging Boston Legal.
Is it on, like, TBS or something in the afternoon?
I don't know. Mm. I just know it's essentially a soap opera, and I'm all in.
Right. That's funny. I'll share with you guys that Dean's had a really bad cough, so he went to the Children's Urgent Care on Friday and tested negative to COVID, negative to strep. And she's just like, so at this point, we're canceling everything. So I think he just has bad allergies and a lot of gunk in him, you know? And,
yeah.
And she said, we're seeing a lot of cases like that. So she gave him a cough suppressant medicine. First of all, even with insurance, it was like $180.
Oh, my God.
So I called Amanda because she was like $180.10. And I'm like, wait, hold on. Is that with insurance? She goes, yeah, your wife's insurance, you know? And I was like, oh, no. Okay. So I called Amanda and I go, I don't want to spend $180 on this medicine if he hates it.
Right.
So she's like, well, the pharmacist is like, I go, is there a generic brand? She goes, this is the generic brand.
Is there a pharmacy card?
Can you give me a sample?
Yeah. So she goes, mix it with fruit punch and then give him an Oreo afterwards to get the taste out of his mouth and he'll be fine.
So right, my type of medicine.
Yeah. We've been doing that. But I got home, and y'all, it was in powder form. I had to mix it myself like I was the pharmacist.
Nah.
I was like, I'm paying $180 for this stuff that I have to mix on my own?
You can't even make it a liquid?
Come on.
Come on.
You have to do the right amount of mixing. I look like a chemist. Kiss nothing today, for sure. I'm feeling very fragile about what happened over the weekend.
I know. I think we all are.
Like,
yeah.
Just enough of the mass shootings. It's like, I don't know what COVID has popped back up. I know people with COVID again.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thankfully, it's, you know, not nearly as a severe strain that we've had to deal with, but still. And now there's therapeutics and your vaccines. But the shootings, oh my gosh, in Buffalo.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I don't want to go through all the details again. We know what happened.
The fact that he live streamed it. Ugh. And I purposefully made sure that I haven't gone to go seek out those videos. You know, I don't want to see it.
Me neither.
I think there's something too. I thought this was an interesting read because he streamed it on multiple social media platforms, and one of them was Twitch, which I thought Twitch was just for video gamers, but I guess anybody can stream on it.
Mm-hmm.
And within like a minute, Twitch immediately took it down. Within like a minute, like they had great moderation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone else just like let it live, and you're like, wow. Why? How's that happen?
Yeah, and I'm just so confused as to whether a lot of these shooters. I mean, the Buffalo shooting, where 13 people were shot, 10 people were killed, when an 18-year-old gunman opened fire at a grocery store. They're calling it a vicious hate crime because he was a white 18-year-old who went to a predominantly African American neighborhood. And
well,
shot
I thought
store.
He posted a manifest
which led to them realizing it was a hate crime.
And it's like, can we all just keep our eyes open and not be afraid? Like, legit, if you see something, say something. Like, nobody in this kid's life knew that this was going on. Like, we can stop this. You're not going to stop guns, obviously. I hate guns, but you're not going to stop guns because people can get guns if they want guns, right? So, like, what is the answer?
I don't know.
For me, driving in, I was just thinking, I'm like, man, if you see like some weird behavior, tell somebody. How does this happen? And then there was another shooting in Orange County, California, at a Presbyterian church. However, the congregants hogtied the guy until the cops arrived.
Oh my gosh.
Now that's a church I want to be part of because they take care of business.
Wow.
It doesn't say anyone was hurt. A lone gunman opened fire at the church before being taken down and hogtied with an extension cord before the cops came and took him into custody. The suspect is described as an Asian male, and he's in custody, and they also recovered a weapon that was involved.
It's so crazy to me, like, when one thing happens like that, and then a bunch of other things pop up, too, because I told you this morning I saw that there was a flea market shooting in Houston where two people were killed. And it's just like, you're right, enough.
Yeah, enough.
Nowhere safe. Literally.
And our kids Evil's shouldn't everywhere. Feel like that. You know, we shouldn't feel like that.
You know, I don't have an answer except I go back to the mental health thing. And I go back to the mental health thing and I go back to like, I haven't done all the research, but I'm sure there's, you know, the guy put a manifesto out. Before the manifesto came out, people must have known that he had hate. And that there was something going on in this person's life.
And I know we got to go to break, but I saw an interview where the guy who sold him the guns, he feels awful.
Yeah.
He's like, but there was nothing in the system.
Yeah.
Because if there was something in the system, I wouldn't have sold him a gun. He goes, but now I feel, you know.
You're right. And I heard this morning on the news, get this, he'd already been picked up by state police. And he was supposed to be put on a don't sell gun list.
That's crazy.
That's why that guy feels sad.
Yeah.
Because he should have been on the list.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
It's like three friends who want you to be part of their circle.
On KISS 95.1.
This local story has kind of gone viral. A Cornelius woman says that her $12,000 diamond engagement ring remains missing weeks before her wedding, and she hopes to get it back. Christy Schiano told the Charlotte Observer on Saturday that the whole thing is heartbreaking. The ring disappeared after a UPS driver showed up to her Cornelius home in early April with a package containing her ring. See, she had left the ring in her hotel room in Scottsdale, Arizona. Management quickly found the ring when she called and used a third-party company, iLeftMyStuff.com. What?
Didn't even know they existed.
Right. Mm. So they sent it with a tracking number. The UPS app, which she used to track the shipment, informed her of a delivery attempt on April 5th. However, her security camera shows the driver shaking the package as if trying to determine the contents of it.
Ooh. Scandy.
She has spent the last month trying to track what happened to the ring after that.
I thought you were going to say they didn't send anything.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they just said they were sending something, and then they pocketed it. But she thinks it's the UPS driver or the FedEx driver, whoever.
UPS, please. It's not bash FedEx.
Sorry.
Well, my thing is that there's a tracking number, so if it's not been delivered, so they know it's still in UPS's possession.
In separate messages, the UPS app advised her to check for the package at a UPS store near her home and the UPS package transfer station in Charlotte, which we've all been to, when you needed something before the driver could get it to you. She did so immediately, and workers at the location said they had no such package. On April 12th, UPS informed her an investigation had begun into her missing package. She heard nothing more until she contacted WBTV, and they got 10 on your side, 7 on your side. She received a call from the UPS security investigator who told her he was looking for the ring.
I wonder if there was any insurance put on the package. Probably not.
I would assume there was.
I think there is. Yeah.
Well, cut her a check.
Well, yeah, but yeah, she's getting married soon. Like, she wants it.
And there's, like, remember when I thought I lost my ring? Like, even, like, that feeling is so terrible.
Yeah.
And you beat yourself up so much. And even the thought of, like, getting a new one through insurance, you're still like, but it's not the one, he picked.
Right.
It's not the one he gave me.
Right. Yeah. The driver returned to his truck with the package after walking up to the front door and around the side of the home as if looking for someone to sign for the delivery. The package was insured and required a signature. So let's not blame the driver for stealing the package. He might have just been like, yo, this is too expensive. I do need to make sure that it's signed for.
And it's a small package. Like, if it goes back into the warehouse, like, that little box could possibly get lost.
Yeah. Man. So, I don't know. That was just a local story that I saw trending on, I think, Your Tango, the website that we like to read. So that was... That's crazy. My grandfather started at UPS in like the 19... What would it have been?
Like, 10?
Like 1910? No, probably like the 50s or 60s.
Right.
And he was an undercover security guard because people that were working in the UPS facility in New York City were stealing packages and stuff.
Wow.
So my grandfather would go through as like an undercover security agent. And he was like the first of its kind for UPS.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty funny.
To be anything undercover is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. We're going to talk about what popular movie you've never seen. And of course, it circles back to our buddy Roy. Plus, we've got Top Gun tickets for you coming up just after 7.
Yes, and up next, there's an easy way to tell if someone likes you right away. We'll get into it. Don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
Roy was supposed to tell us how to know if someone likes you right away. But like 5 minutes ago, he said he had run to go pee. He didn't say he had to go use the bathroom after him. He said, I got to go pee. I'll be right back. Go check on him, Loren.
Really? You think he's in the one right across the hall?
Just go, Roy, are you okay?
Okay.
All right. Yell so we can hear. Well, oh, you can't leave the door open. And she's walking across. Our bathroom's right across the way. He's not in there? Oh, God. He's not in there for real?
He's MIA. So he said he had to go to the bathroom.
I thought he said he had to pee.
No, I think he had to go to the bathroom. Oh. So I assume he went to one of the private ones down the hall.
TMI, I apologize for putting that out there. Well, you have the article, don't you?
Yeah, I just pulled it over here.
All right, so you tell us how to tell if someone likes you right away. I heard if a woman plays with her hair, that's a sign that she likes you.
Upon first speaking to somebody.
Like tugging at their hair, playing with their hair. And if they don't, that's a sign that they don't like you. I've known that for years, like going back to like when I was in college or maybe in high school.
See, I think little tics like that are just anxiety.
Okay, maybe the study tells me I'm wrong.
All right, so this is from TikTok.
Buddy, I thought you said you had a pee.
No.
Okay, all right, because we were like, that's a long pee.
No. Okay. I yelled...
Okay, all right. I don't want to get TMI, but she walked across the hallway to make sure you were okay,
and
not laying on the floor.
Into the bathroom, yeah.
What's that, Bojangles this morning?
All right, Loren's got your article. Here we go.
All right, so this is from TikTok, and this is a dating expert who thinks that if someone does this when you're speaking to them for the very first time, they're actually into you. And it's as simple as someone scratching the back of their hand.
Oh, mine's better. playing with the hair is way better of a tell.
Those just seem like nervous, like, habits, ticks to me.
So you mean to tell me that if I meet somebody and I want to see if they're romantically interested, if I'm single and they're single, and if they scratch the back of their hand, they're in?
She says that it's some kind of subconscious grooming thing.
Mm.
Yeah, so then that's true. Then my hair thing falls in the grooming.
Yeah, but I don't even think I ever scratched my hand.
Me neither.
Like, when you met Sterling for the first time, you were probably all over your hair. Like,
probably my hair.
That's what I was saying before you got in here, is I knew if a woman plays with her hair, it's a sign that she likes you. And I think the same can be true for men.
I was definitely playing with my hair, but, like, blowing it out of my face because I was hammered.
It does.
You're cute. You're so cute.
Tell me your name again. Dallas.
Like the state. Yeah, I've never heard that one. Yeah, it is. Just like the state.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in Dallas? No, I grew up in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I grew up in Pittsburgh, too. Okay.
Like the state.
Just all hammered. But yet, it was so right.
Was
you guys
so
are married
right.
with two kids living
right.
in suburban Charlotte.
Look at us, 15 years later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
I'm Puerto Rican, and y'all do my freaking morning every single day.
Oh, thank you.
I love my customer listening to you guys. I love y'all. Thank you so much for making my day.
On KISS 95.1.
So we get so many text messages when we play Lose Yourself from people that love that Eminem song in the morning. They're like, that is my Monday anthem. Thank you. You're going to attack the day now.
So you guys really pumped to be giving away these Top Gun tickets?
Yes.
All week long, we've got Top Gun tickets. Okay. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll give some away. We got Halsey tickets all week long, too, every day at 8 a.m. I am pumped, Roy. You have no idea.
Because this movie's been years in the making because they postponed due to COVID.
It was supposed to be. It was done in 2020, and they held it until now.
And I've never even seen the first Top Gun. And you guys are so pumped for the second Top Gun.
What and it's an advanced screening. Like, we just see it before anybody else does, which is, like, you know, cool.
What are we going to do with you?
I don't know. You know, we always talked about doing a big screening party of movies that I've never seen. So into the music.
It'd be cool if we could get the theater, like, before... Like that theater before they show the second movie and we can watch the first movie?
Could you imagine how cool that'd be to watch both movies?
Yes.
I'm sure there's a theater out there doing something like that. I turned on WBTV locally. CBS, the CBS Saturday night was Top Gun, the original. It was awesome.
Why didn't you call him to watch it?
He needs to watch the unedited version.
Mm-hmm.
I have the DVD.
Oh, okay. I'll go to your
DVD player.
I do not own a DVD player.
I can use your Xbox.
I don't even think I have that hooked up. Okay.
What popular movie that everyone has seen have you never seen? And if anybody says Wizard of Oz, I'm probably going home.
Everyone.
And you're an adult.
I've seen Wizard of Oz.
If you say Lion King, I'm probably going to pack up and go home and you're an adult. If you've never seen The Lion King, Titanic.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we're not talking Gone with the Wind. Okay, if you never saw that, I'm cool. Whatever.
I never saw Gone with the Wind.
Right?
Same, yeah.
Okay, so like...
But you don't put Top Gun in the same category as, like, Lion King.
No, but just because this came out in 1986, for God's sakes, maybe you passed it and stopped on it. Like, the fact that that hasn't even happened to you.
And you guys are such aviation nerds. Like, I would think that that was definitely in Roy's repertoire.
I don't even know what the plot is. Some guy's really good at flying a plane and shooting things.
Get out.
No. No, out. Nicole, you've seen Top Gun, haven't you?
I have not.
Oh.
What?
Yes, us young people must
stay united. That's what you are. You're Russians. You are on the other side of the Tom Cruise's. In the first Top Gun, the Russians are the enemies in 1986.
Well, okay.
They got the MiGs.
Oh, my God.
We went to war with Russia in this movie?
Yes.
Mm. You've got big one. I'm going after big two.
704-570-9595. We'll start reading these, and we'll talk to you. I'd love for you to call and tell us why you haven't seen a movie that everybody else has seen.
It's been a long time since I've seen Top Gun, but I've seen it a couple times.
Yes, you have to. Roy, I don't know how we're going to get you to see it before the second one, but you've got to.
Okay.
You got to watch it. All right, your calls. The movies that you've never seen that everyone else has coming up.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I've never seen the first Top Gun, so of course, I guess I need to watch the first one before we go and hang out at the premiere with all of our listeners.
Right.
Now, I am guilty of something. I am guilty of not seeing Harry Potter movies. And a lot of people are texting in that they also have not seen Harry Potter movies. But I think producer Nicole would agree that Harry Potter movies are a must watch. Like, everybody should see a Harry Potter movie. Not all of them, but maybe at least one.
No, all of them.
Okay, well, that's how I feel about Star Wars.
No.
Yes, that's how I feel. Star Wars came before Harry Potter. You should watch Star Wars before you watch Harry Potter.
One, Star Wars is boring.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, there was a couple Harry Potter movies I could have done without.
Yeah, I can't get on board with either.
The amount of people that have not seen Star Wars is shocking. Titanic, someone said.
Somebody's really never seen Titanic.
Alex Wexel said, I've never seen Scarface. Neither have I.
Me either.
Yeah, that's not a must watch.
Okay.
Let's see. Titanic. The Sound of Music. I mean, that's that. First of all, that's a five-hour movie. And second of all, it's on every Christmas time.
I feel like maybe one of these two have not seen Sound of Music.
I don't know what it is. I have no idea what Sound of Music is.
Yeah, that's a classic. You need to watch The Sound of Music. That's on the list.
All right.
No Star Wars movie. Somebody said they didn't watch. They've never seen The Wizard of Oz.
Really?
That's a must watch. You've seen The Wizard of Oz.
No, yeah. Yep.
What they call the road they go down?
The Yellow Brick Road.
You did watch it. Just checking.
Jeff in Statesville said Avatar. He's never seen Avatar. Same. Priscilla in Huntersville said she's never watched A Christmas Story.
See, Avatar, I can't put Avatar on the must watch everyone has seen list. It's too new, but
A Christmas Story. I feel like you can.
You have to watch A Christmas Story. How did you not watch like a minute of it? It's on all the time
around
on Christmas.
Yeah, nonstop.
Let's see. These are movies that a lot of popular movies that people haven't seen, like Goonies. I get it. You might not catch that.
What about Forrest Gump? Karen from China Grove says she's never seen Forrest Gump.
Yeah, I think that's an American institutional song. You need to watch it.
Movie.
Movie. Yeah. I'm shot. Sorry, y'all.
Rough weekend.
Dirty Dancing.
I was sober maybe 20 minutes out of the weekend.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
A lot of partying.
That was why you had your coffee.
Dirty Dancing.
No.
That's not a
really? You don't
classic?
Like Dirty Dancing?
No,
in that?
I do. It's not. It shouldn't be on the list, though.
What about Grease? Should Grease be on the list?
Yes.
Dirty Dancing should be on the list.
Now
we're having a debate about what's on the list and what's not on the list. Not what people have seen and not seen.
Tessa in Burke County goes, what type of childhood do these people have where they're not seeing these movies? I agree.
Agreed.
Godfather. Everyone has to see The Godfather. Nicole, put that on your list.
Never seen it.
Never seen it.
I know.
Never seen it.
I feel like The Godfather and Scarface are kind of in that same genre, though.
Danielle in North Carolina says, Christmas Story is not a thing in South Africa. Well, it's about an American small town. So, all right, let's do this.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey. Sorry for power calling you. But I had to get you on the phone. It's Roy Brown here with the U.S. Senseless Bureau. We sent you some letters to your house, and you never responded, so I just wanted to hop on the phone and ask you these questions in Form 3B that's supposed to be filled out.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. I didn't see that.
You're fine. Nothing that a quick phone call can't fix. Audrey, have you ever been naked for 24 hours straight in your life?
Excuse me?
Are you freaking out that parrots can talk?
Parrots?
Okay.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, parrots, parrots, P-A-R-R-O-T-S.
Well, I don't think they're actually talking. I think they're mimicking.
If it weren't for movies, would the average person know what the elevator shaft looks like? I never really looked up in there myself.
I'm sorry, who did you say you were?
Hi, my name is Mr. Brown. And by the way, the Brown is spelled just like the color. So that's, do you have pen and paper?
I'm sorry.
That's B.
The Census Bureau?
R.
I know how to spell Brown.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yes. So let's ask this question. If you're no longer covered by your parents' health insurance, is it fair to say that your manufacturer warranty has expired? Sitting through graduation the same thing as sitting through movie credits.
I'm sorry. You said this.
How are there blue raspberry flavors when blue raspberries don't exist? Something ain't adding up.
That's a great question, and I think everybody would like to know.
Have you noticed that granite forms over it? Have you noticed that granite forms over millions of years of heat and pressure and only spends like 10 years in your kitchen because your color palette changes? And if you don't use a blinker, is it safe to say that you are literally not willing to lift a finger to help someone?
I'm sorry.
Is every decision a life-changing decision?
Clearly. Listen, I'm sorry. Who did you say that you were calling from again?
My name... okay. It is B-R...
No, I don't need your name.
That was my last name. Let me try on my first name. R is Roy. It's Roy. R... You got a pen? R...
I don't need a pen. I need to know who you... I need to know why.
Okay. And then B-R... O double U. Hang on, a W, not two U's. And you know what? I'm now realizing this is confusing. Can we start over?
I think I'm done here.
Ring it
now. It's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Stephanie, welcome to the Meanie Ryan Lauren Morning Show.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good.
Second time playing. How'd you do the first time?
4 out of 5.
All right. Let's see if we can get you 5 out of 5 today.
All right. Sounds good.
Throw her out.
Get out the studio, Lauren.
I'm going.
Out of the studio, Lauren goes, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, here we go. Stephanie in Charlotte, Kourtney Kardashian and her drummer, Love, officially got married this weekend. Who is she now married to?
Travis Barker.
Kourtney Cox says Scream 6 has a script, and it's really good. If you don't know her from Scream, you would know her from what sitcom?
Friends.
Question 3. Machine Gun Kelly dedicated his Billboard Music Award performance to his unborn child, prompting pregnancy rumors with his fiance. Who is that?
Megan Fox.
Question number 4, the 2-hour American Idol season finale will air this Sunday, not on the original network that it was on years ago, but on a new network. Which one is that?
Oh.
Gotta know your networks. Come on.
NBC.
All right, question 5. Last week was a huge night for this driver's license singer who won Top New Artist along with 6 other awards on the Billboard Music Awards. Who is she?
Olivia Rodrigo.
All right, come on in. How do you think you did, Stephanie?
Oh, 4 out of 5 again, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
How does Stephanie do?
4 out of 5.
Stephanie!
That's her thing.
Okay.
She comes in, she gets 4 out of 5, she leaves.
Okay.
All right, Kourtney Kardashian and her drummer, Love, officially got married this weekend. Who is she now married to, officially?
Travis Barker.
1 to 1.
Kourtney Cox says the Scream 6 script is actually pretty good. If you don't know her from Scream, you know her from this sitcom.
Friends.
2 to 2.
Machine Gun Kelly dedicated his Billboard Music Award performance last night to his unborn child, prompting pregnancy rumors with his fiance. Who
he
is
also
she?
Said wife, which people are freaking out about. Right. Megan Fox.
3 to 3.
The 2-hour American Idol season finale will air this Sunday, not on its original network from years ago, but a new network. What is that?
ABC.
It's not what she said.
The old network is Fox.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Is that what she said?
It is ABC. She said NBC. 4-3.
Voice.
Question five. Last night was a huge night for this driver's license singer who won Top New Artist along with six other Billboard Music Awards. Who is she?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, she crushed.
Bono, score 5-4. Lauren, you have 73 wins.
Stephanie.
Apparently 4 is my lucky number.
Go play the lotto. But no, seriously, come back again. We're going to get you 5 out of 5 one day.
Sounds great. Well, my name is Stephanie, and I can't beat Lauren.
Thanks for playing, Stephanie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Katie, what's going on in your relationship? You need War of the Roses.
So my boyfriend Michael and I went out. We attended a couple of weeks, and I don't know, it was, like, super weird because we were having a great time, and then this, like, other couple joins us, and they kept calling me Michaela.
Michaela.
And I just felt like that was super weird. And my boyfriend Michael jumps in and he's like, no, like, this is Katie. And like, we actually went bowling, so we like kept bowling with them. But there was like a couple of times when the guy would call me Michaela. Mm. And I don't know what's going on, but.
How long have you been dating Michael?
A couple months.
And do you know of an ex girlfriend maybe that's Michaela?
Nope. I've not heard of her at all.
Hmm.
Can you get Katie and Michaela confused?
Maybe. No, I don't think so.
His name's Michael, Michaela, I don't know.
I mean, so you're thinking that there's a Michaela in his life.
I don't know, but let's just find out.
Did you ask him?
Yeah, and he told me that I was being crazy.
Hmm.
See, if it was a family member, I feel like he would immediately said, oh, it's like my cousin.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So you said, hey, who's Michaela? And he said, you're being crazy? Like, what did he specifically say?
He was like, who do you think Michaela could be? You're being nuts. So I kept being like, are you seeing somebody else? And he was like, no.
And have you ever hung out with this other couple that kept calling you Michaela before?
No. I hadn't met them before.
Hmm.
And you guys are exclusive. I mean, 2 month relationship, that's pretty.
Well, she said a few months.
A few months. Oh, okay.
How many is that?
Like 3.5.
Oh, 3.5. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry.
What do you guys think?
That should still be pretty exclusive at that point.
I mean, we've had to talk, so, like, I mean.
You DTR'd?
Yeah.
What's DTR again?
Yeah. Define the relationship.
Oh, right. No. Define the relationship, yeah. Are you guys Facebook official?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Hmm.
Okay. Let's find out. Katie, Loren will send the flowers off, and we'll see if he sends them to someone named Michaela. It'll be a real kick if he sends them to a third person whose name wasn't mentioned. But either way, we'll find out who Michaela is. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Michael.
Yeah, this is Michael. Who's
it? Hi, Michael. My name is Lisa. I'm calling from Flowers for You. Congratulations. You are one of our recipients for a bounce back program. I actually have a free, beautiful dozen red roses. They're very romantic for you to send to somebody you love in your life.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not interested at this moment. Thank you.
Oh, they're actually free flowers. One of your friends ordered a dozen flowers, and you get a dozen flowers in return. And I don't need a credit card or anything like that, just a name of the person you'd like to send it to. It'll take a few minutes, and you'll be on your way for the rest of the day, and someone you love will have gorgeous flowers.
Oh, really? They're like 100% free?
Yeah, 100%. Don't need a credit card, nothing.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. So I'm sorry, so what do you need?
Just the person's name that you'd like to send them to, and then I also have a card here for you to write on.
Okay, yeah. Send them to, her name is Michaela, M-I-K-A-Y-L-A.
Okay. And what would you like to write on Michaela's romantic card?
just put, my favorite little secret.
All right.
What the f***?
Hello?
Hmm.
Hey, this is Manny, Michael? Roy, and Loren from Kiss 95.1.
Hi.
Michael, you're on you're on the radio. You're on War of the Roses.
I knew something. This sounded too good to be true. I knew something was wrong.
Hi, babe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So Katie
what
heard
the f- are you doing?
Michael, who's Michaela?
Michaela is an ex, and...
She's your favorite secret?
I didn't know how to tell Katie. And I met, Michaela and I were kind of starting to see each other again, too, when Katie and I met. And I've been stuck in this quandary of not being able to decide who I want.
You're stuck in a quandary? Are you serious?
I had a feeling it was an ex.
Katie, I've been trying to figure out a way to tell you this, or to even, like,
Maybe when I asked you, maybe that would have been a good time. When I was like, are you seeing someone? And you were like, no, you're crazy.
How did you feel that night when you guys were bowling and that other couple kept calling Katie Michaela?
It was really uncomfortable.
But you didn't think that was a good time to maybe come clean?
For you?
Well, at that point, I was going to just cut it off with Michaela and be done with it. But now, like, as you see, even with the flowers, I guess I'm not completely over Michaela. I don't know. I'm all screwed up.
I guess you're not.
Michael, have you ever cheated before in the past?
Once before, years ago in college.
And yeah. I was about to say, because your note was, you're my favorite little secret. Like, this is something you do. Like, you know what I mean? That's a very weird
note.
What's
she a secret from?
From Katie, clearly.
Well, because Michaela knows about Katie.
Oh, she does.
You are the worst. You are literally the worst. Like, this is not an issue anymore. Like, we're not together. Don't worry about it. You're just open.
The other couples that were bowling with you guys that night, do they know that you're still seeing Michaela?
Yes. They do know I'm still seeing Michaela.
Well, you and your friends. Thanks a lot, guys.
Oh, wow.
Did she hang up?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just hung up.
Well, Michael, there's no flowers.
I'm a little embarrassed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks.
Well, that fun music means it's time for a fun little game we like playing on the show to give away concert tickets.
It is called Finish the Halsey Lyric. If you can correctly finish the lyric, then you're going to win a pair of tickets to see Halsey at the PNC Music Pavilion on Friday, May 27th. Let's welcome in Tanisha in Charlotte. Hey, Tanisha.
How are you?
I'm good. How well do you know Halsey's songs?
I think I know it pretty well. Feeling very confident.
Okay. Oh, I love that. All right, Tanisha, here we go. We're going to turn everything down. You're going to hear the lyrics, and when it stops, you got to say the next lyric of that song, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Tanisha, finish this lyric. Tanisha, people are eating breakfast this morning, so hold on. No more singing. Here we go.
Graveyard. I mean, can we make it easier?
But I love the fact that you were so committed. You're going to the next verse.
She wants these tickets.
Well, and you got them. You are going to be seeing Halsey at the PNC Music Pavilion Friday, May 27th.
That's awesome, because I really wanted to go.
Who are you going to take with you to the show?
Probably one of my friends, and I'm going to call her when I get to work and, like, guess where we're going.
There you go. Oh, the weather's going to be great. PNC Music Pavilion, Halsey. What a great spot to see her. May 27th from your favorite morning show.
Finish that. 95.1.
Yeah, 95.1. We would also accept Manny, Ryan, and Lorraine.
Everyone holds our breath.
Yeah.
And what's your favorite morning show? Please don't say Bob and Sheer.
Ace and TJ haven't been on the air in years. All right, hold on a second, Tanisha, okay? All right.
Yeah. You know, I used to have a boss, because we used to say, hey, who's your big giveaway station on a previous radio station I worked for?
Giveaway station,
and
I like that.
Yeah, because we gave away things every hour. And we were 94.9 star country, but no one ever said the point. They'd be like, 94.9? And then so my boss would make me record every listener and go back and like tell them, hey, I'm sorry, you have to redo the line. It's 94.9 Star Country. Yeah. And they're like, what? Huh? I'm like, you got to say, just say the point.
Maybe that should be like our qualifying question to even play.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
Who are you listening to?
I've worked for, like Roy, I've worked for bosses who like, I worked on in Tucson 93.7 KRQ and I would say 93.7 KRQ. KRQ, and my boss came in and goes, Maney, quick question, what station do you work for? And I said, 93.7 KRQ, no, 93.7.
Point, so that point, yeah. That point.
And then I said something to Quagmire, our boss here, and I go, are we 95.1 or 95.1? He goes, doesn't matter. And I'm like, thank you.
Well, it did matter for a minute. It did matter for a minute.
But now it doesn't, because he realizes it doesn't matter. Yeah,
as long as you can find us, that's all that matters.
Yeah. So I have an item up for sale on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh.
And it's been up for a while, and I think it's overpriced. I feel like I priced it okay, but I think it might be overpriced, which is why it's not selling. But I got an interesting message. Someone wanted to trade with me.
It's like a barter system.
They wait until I hear you what they offered, okay?
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
We'd love to hear from people who traded something instead of buying and selling something. You see that a lot, like willing to like best offer or trade.
There's a whole Facebook group dedicated to trading.
So I'm not on that Facebook group, but I'm on a group where it's like the Facebook Marketplace. And I've had successful sales there before. I've sold lawnmowers. I sold my dad's lawnmower. And then my niece gave my son Dean her scooter. And she doesn't want it anymore, and he doesn't really ride it anymore. He rides his hoverboard more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, okay, I'll just sell it. So I looked at some other prices from some other scooters, and I priced it right around that, like 50 or 60 bucks, mm-hmm. you know? And I got one bite from somebody who was like, I don't, your name doesn't match your Venmo, so I think this is a scam.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, well, I'll give it to somebody else then, you know? And that was weeks ago, mm-hmm. and I forgot it was up until I got a message from somebody this past weekend. I said, hey, I'm interested in the electric scooter. Would you be interested in a trade from any one of the following items? And I was like, ooh, okay, this would be
options.
Good. Yeah, they gave me three options, Loren. Seriously, a chainsaw, no pictures. Is that I have available for trade for the scooter. Chainsaw, a welder's mask.
Well, you never know.
Maybe you're a welder and you need a new mask.
Now, I will say it has the American flag on it, so it looks like a custom welder's mask, which I might take, or a 32-inch color TV. Which I already have enough TVs.
I would take the chainsaw.
I have a chainsaw.
Well then you
I think I'm going with the welder's mask. Or I can say no entirely.
I love that they're trading.
Isn't that
with
funny?
You.
That is really
my
funny.
My dad is big into trades. He'll do like little handyman work for people and he'll come home with junk. He'll come home with crap. That's like he came home one day with a motorcycle. No one is licensed in my family to drive a motorcycle.
How did he get it home?
I guess he threw it in the back of the pickup and he brought it home.
Because the person he was doing work for had the motorcycle and was just like, hey, you want to take it?
Yeah, here, it's part of your payment.
Can I pay my mortgage with this motorcycle?
Oh, that was part of the payment.
It's part of the payment. It's part of the trade. It was, yeah.
Roy Sr., no, that's a bad deal.
Yeah.
704-570-9590. Good trades. Like, I wonder if anybody traded, like, I don't know, like a car.
Or, what do you trade a car for? Another car?
Like, would somebody trade a Chevy Silverado for an RV?
Oh.
You
well,
know what
hey,
I mean?
An RV's a home.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And okay.
Different part of your life, different time. You're ready to travel.
704-570-9595. What'd you trade for?
I think I'm trading my scooter for this welder's mask. But then I need to get.
What are you going to use a welder's mask for?
I don't
know.
Nothing. You know what? You laugh, but on 4th of July, I'll wear that welder's mask. Sparklers.
And you'll sweat your
sparklers
face
are
off.
Dangerous. I'll be safe with my welder's mask on.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
You're talking about what trades you made? You can give us a phone call at 704-570-9595.
I have a electric scooter on the Facebook marketplace, and a guy said, hey, would you be interested in a trade of one of the following? A 32-inch TV, a welder's mask, or a chainsaw?
So much weird options.
I know. Don't you think you should take the chainsaw and then sell it?
No, I'm not taking any of it, I decided, because my brother's listening, and he just texted. He goes, I want the cash. So I have to sell it for something. Because then what am I going to do? Get the welder's mask, then sell that?
No, you'd keep the welder's mask because it's cool. It has American flag on it.
And then just pay Rich the $60, I guess.
All right, this is Cade and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show. What'd you trade?
So we actually started watching the TV show. I forget what it's called. It's been years ago. And so my husband was on a hunch of, let's see what we can trade to get it started. So we started with like a little 50cc dirt bike, traded for a bigger dirt bike, traded for a go-kart, traded for this dune buggy thing, and we have four kids, so the dune buggy worked out perfect. His goal was a boat, obviously. Wanted to do that far, but didn't go that far, stuck with the dune buggy and stopped. So we kind of traded up four times.
That's cool. We did that once in here with a pen years ago. We started with a pen, and we ended up with...
I have no clue.
I forget what we ended up with, but it was something that we gave away to a listener. So, yeah, Kate, that, and then there's that famous YouTuber that started with a penny and now lives in a mansion.
Right. But see, she traded up. My buddy Jim traded a motorhome for a Chevy Tahoe, and he says that was the best trade he's ever made. But that seems like a downgrade
to me. It does seem like a downgrade.
My dad said that he traded my mom, his wife, for a dog, and that was the best trade ever.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let's go talk to Emily and Matthews.
Not even responding to that.
Emily, what'd you trade?
My husband had a old broken down Porsche in our garage, and we were having our house pressure washed and restained, and the guy in charge saw it in the garage, and he was like, hey, I'll do your house for free if you give me the Porsche, which he was going to charge us like $8,000 for the house. And so my husband was like, sure, have it. You get it. And so that was great. It was a good trade on our end.
Broken down Porsche for a house pressure wash.
Do you know how excited I would be if all of a sudden my garage was like open again?
Right.
Like we got rid of so much space.
And you got your house power washed.
Yes.
This is Ashley in Hickory. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, how's it going?
What'd you trade?
One time I traded a car, a 95 or a 99 Mercury Cougar for a four-wheeler, and then years later I ended up trading the four-wheeler for a four-wheel drive Toyota pickup truck.
No way!
That's what I'm talking about. That's awesome, that Ashley. Cool. We're getting a couple text messages. Let's see. Someone said, my family does construction, and they trade services for things like a Polaris or even a ride on lawnmower. We even got a new car in trade for our services.
My dad does that all the time.
Yeah. Someone said, Manny, your welder's mask would make an awesome Halloween costume.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. I guess.
I remember the side of the house would junk up just of dad's trades.
Oh, my gosh.
Growing up.
So wait, anxiety.
Where is the motorcycle that your dad got that nobody had a license to drive?
Well, the first day we had it, we wrecked it into the side of the house and broke it. My brother-in-law Bubba got on it and just drove straight into the house full blast. Like broke the foundation of the home and everything. Evidently there's a reason why there's a special license for a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Nicole says we have to talk to Renee real quick, then we gotta get to a song and then Senseless.
All right, hey Renee, what'd you trade?
Hi, my husband owned a lawn maintenance company, so we traded with our orthodontist for braces for both of my kids. But here's the kicker. At the end of it all, he ended up owing us money. It was great.
Thanks, Renee. That's a trade plus, they call that.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
All right, why is a mom teaching a kid to swear? I know that dads do it kind of as a goof, as a joke to make each other laugh, but...
It made me feel better as a parent because apparently I'm doing something right. He's five now, but Christmas of last year, my oldest son said the mother of all swear words at Christmas morning.
The MF.
Yes, because he was excited because Santa ate the cookies. Okay. So I saw this on TikTok, and this woman is teaching her kids to shout profanities if they ever get abducted.
Here's a survival tactic that I teach my kids that I hope they never have to use, but it could save your child's life, so listen up. I taught them that if somebody tries to kidnap them or pull them away from their family, don't just scream. I need them to yell out every single curse word they could possibly think of.
Cashton's ahead of the curve.
Nobody's getting him.
So, and she does make a really good point. The video goes on to basically say that, like, if you hear a kid screaming in a playground, you just assume they're playing. But if they're shouting
profanities. Think about it. If you're at a playground or something like that and you hear a child scream, that's not really alarming to you. But if you hear a child yelling out every single curse word, you're going to stop mid-conversation and say, hold on, and look to see what's going on with this child. Why is this child cursing like that?
Get your beep hands off of me. Beep, get a beep. I mean, yeah. That would work.
Yeah.
It's not bad. I like it.
You know, when I was little, I told you, we've talked about this before. My parents had me so scared that I wouldn't even get in the car with my aunt. Like, we had a password, and if you did not know the password, I was not getting in the car with you, even if I knew you. But my parents used to tell me if anybody ever tried to take me to yell fire. Because everybody wants to see what's going on with fire.
Mm. So are you going to tell Jax and Cash to do the curse word thing?
I probably won't.
Because it's hard.
I mean, as they get older and they learn them on their own, Manny, from their schoolmates, not from their parents.
Somebody texted in and said, our kids are allowed to swear in the house. We started it when they were 12 and 5. They know that it should not be used outside the house and they shouldn't use them to belittle one another. But if they stub their toe and want to drop the F-bomb, go right ahead. It worked for us for 4 years now.
Wow.
I am kind of here for that.
Yeah.
I wanted to say it's hilarious that to hear my five-year-old sweet little girl say, son of a bee. I kind of feel the same way, but I can't trust my son and my daughter, who's three, to only leave it in the house.
Because you before they go say it with their friends.
Yeah, and then they follow the facts, comes mm-hmm. back to my house.
Right.
Well, Dean's allowed to swear inside his house.
I've heard Cash drop the bad word again, mm-hmm, the S.
Oh.
No. and he'll say it under his breath because he knows he's not allowed to say it. And I'll go, Cash and Duke, I heard that. And he's like, sorry, Mom.
Oh.
It'd be funny if he doubled down and said it again. Like, yeah. Oh, man.
Well, I've asked him, you know, when he was younger and he didn't know what lying was yet, I'd be like, what did you just say? And he'd say it again for me. And I'm like, that's not what I meant.
I'm shocked by the amount of people that are texting in saying that they let their kids swear.
I think I was allowed to.
I was not allowed to. Did you get the soap?
Sure did. Do you know,
really?
I think I said stupid because I heard it on The Simpsons one time. This is why I hate The Simpsons. I had to bite a bar of soap.
Sucker.
Bite it.
I was banned from watching The Simpsons, too. My parents thought it was filth.
It was hilarious. It's stupid.
Whatever it was, I don't remember exactly what I said. It maybe was stupid.
Yeah.
But I had to bite a bar of soap. I was spraying.
Was
I remember
that your dad
exactly
or your mom
what
coming
it was.
Down on you?
My mom.
Dana.
Yeah.
Liberal party bartenderess Dana. Mommy dearest while growing up, though.
Very mommy dearest.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
All right, a couple things. One, I have to go back because we were talking about trades earlier, and I told you a joke that my dad said that wasn't funny, and I told it wrong. So I need to make it right.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay.
My dad told me that he got a dog for my mom, his wife. It was the best trade ever. Much better.
Dog for his mom.
I got it the first time around. I don't know how you told it, but I got it the first time around.
My dad told me that he got a dog for my mom. Best trade ever. He got the dog, traded my mom.
Yeah, no, we got that the first time.
No, I told it wrong the first time.
Mm. Isn't that what you got the first time?
Yeah, that's what I got the first time.
That's because we were doing a trading bit, but I told the joke wrong. So unless anyone want to tell the joke later on today, that's how you tell it.
You know, I bet there's just a flock of people dying to do that.
My wife was so lucky she has her 10-year anniversary with her company. She's been working 10 years at the same company level showroom. Why are you crying?
Because they got her a Chanel bag for her 10-year anniversary.
And it's nice, isn't it?
It's beautiful. And I literally messaged her, like, I'm about to cry right now. I was like, oh my God, did you cry? I'd still be crying. She's like, I didn't, but I think I was in shock.
She was. I'll put the video up at the MRL show on her Insta. I think she'll be okay with that.
Do you think our bosses would get us a Chanel bag?
Don't think so. I think they say profits are not good. Perform or get out.
Wait, somebody got a watch.
Ew.
Actually, that's impossible. Wait, no. I guess from CBS Radio. See, what happened was we haven't been working with the Beasley Company. I've been here for 10 years, but two of them or three of them were with CBS Radio.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Excuse me. So somebody, I guess, that works here got something from CBS Radio, got a watch. But none of us have been here 10 years with the Beasleys yet. Mm-hmm. So
no,
they're going to have to be dishing out a bunch of stuff. Because we're all going to have 10-year anniversaries.
I don't know if our company does the year gifts thing.
Yeah, I don't know either. So, I don't even want anything. How about that?
Yeah.
Well, I was reading a funny story about CNN, too, by the way. CNN Plus has gone under already.
Oh, yeah, well, it's because... Well, but it's more complicated.
Why?
It didn't, like, go under. It's not like it was so unsuccessful it went under. It's that the guy who created CNN Plus... Mm-hmm. The company CNN got bought by another company. And so he was like, well, quick, let's just go ahead and release it now. And then the new company is like, whoa, we got our own app. So we're canceling this app and we're just going to use our own app.
When Warner Brothers shut down the CNN Plus streaming service after just a month, it was no surprise that layoffs followed. What was a surprise was the parting gift those employees got from the company. Gift boxes filled with the CNN Plus swag.
Oh, well, they have to get rid of it.
Like pens, food containers, headphones, and popcorn makers, all branded with the CNN Plus logo.
That's going to be our 10-year gift.
It gets better.
Yeah. Our Manny Roy and the Ren logos.
We got to get rid of
with
these.
Cubs, yeah.
And we have our shot glasses that we can get rid of. It gets better. Some of the boxes included notes that said things like, this is an incredible time to be part of CNN. Build relationships and take time to connect with colleagues and learn so that you may make the most of your time here. They were fired and given those notes in their boxes. Mm. Obviously, CNN said the gifts were sent out by accident and they apologized. Food containers, headphones, all with the CNN Plus logo on it.
Oh.
Only a month.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. The guy greenlit a bunch of shows to get the app. He was counseled not to release the app.
Oh, really?
Because they knew there was this impending sale of CNN.
And he was like, not my problem.
Not my problem.
Give it to the next guy.
Speaking of app, everyone should have the Kiss 95.1 app on your phone. It's free. You can download it in whichever store you have for your phone. But when you go there, you can stream us live 24/7. You can stream the radio station. You can listen to best ofs from the MRL show, like our show on demand, whenever you want, commercial free, music free. And then we have something called the Rap Party, which you can listen to on the Kiss 95.1 app. And I wanted to point out that we had a great local guest on the show on Friday on the Rap Party. Her name is Jennifer Kippett, and she's raising money to support the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in memory of her late husband, Chris. She's from Charlotte, and she's trying to beat the national record for most money raised, which is almost $1 million. It's $891,806 and 1 cent. And the 1 cent would beat the record. So go listen right now on the Kiss 95.1 app to the Rap Party from Friday, and you can hear Jennifer's amazing story. We could all help a local person try and beat the record. It's at teamkippit.com, KIPPHUT. Good local story.
Perfect. If you can't find it wherever you get your podcast, again, it's at kiss95.1.com.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
I enjoy you guys. I listen to you every morning, regardless of where I am. I listen to you through the app, and I just love to listen to y'all.
On Kiss 95.1.
I hate when Carolina, North and South Carolina, get left out of an important competition that not only should we be in, but we'd win it.
Oh, yes.
Right? Roy and I are watching the Good Morning America in here, and they're doing a segment on barbecue.
What? North and South Carolina got left out of barbecue?
And they didn't even go to Memphis, right? Is that what you said?
No.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They went to Dallas, Tampa, Chicago, Lexington, and maybe another city that I can't remember.
But. It's almost as if the producer said, where do we go to that's not known for barbecue, and then let's go there.
Where are the hotels the cheapest? Let's start there. Like a good corporate company.
What does Tampa know about barbecue? It's a pirate town.
Not only that, Good Morning America took weeks. They went to Tampa, did the live segment, had the Tampa barbecue places cook off. Then that winner got to go on to the next round. They went to each city and did the barbecue cook-off. First of all, Memphis and Charlotte, the two cities I've lived in, have awesome, dope-ass barbecue. I'm sorry. And the fact that either one of them didn't make it.
Yep.
Mm.
Crazy.
So who won overall?
They gave it to somebody. The Good Morning America Instagram and Twitter stinks. Sam Champion handed it out. They keep saying just ahead are the finals, but I think the finals already happened.
I mean, at the point that you gave Tampa an honorary mention, you might as well put like California in there that has like avocado on their barbecue.
I mean, when I want barbecue, I go to this awesome place in Albuquerque. I mean, they have amazing barbecue in New Mexico. Yeah. Like, yes, Roy. Say it again.
Said no one ever.
Said no one ever.
You know, if you wanted pizza, are they going to go to Miami to put Miami in there with New York, Chicago? What? Miami doesn't have
pizza
good.
The Rustica in Miami is pretty good.
It's like a New York knockoff. We've already got you covered, Florida. Anyway, that just irritated me that Charlotte didn't make the list. It's up your phonies!
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Manny and Ryan Lorraine Morning Show. All the hits, Kiss 95.1. Don't mind me, I'm just arguing with texters.
Over barbecue?
Yeah, over barbecue.
I think North and South Carolina, Carolina barbecue is known. It's a thing.
Right. And like, whether you like Sonny's barbecue down in Rock Hill, or maybe Midwood barbecue up here in North Carolina, or whatever it is.
There's a Moe's and Matthews that's really good, too.
We're not talking about Mexican food, Lorraine.
It's barbecue. It's Moe's barbecue.
Yes. I also know an awesome Asian restaurant right around the corner where I can cook sushi, but please stick to the barbecue.
She wrote a Moe's Southwest Grill.
It wasn't Moe's Southwest Grill. It's Moe's barbecue in Matthews.
So Jeff in Charlotte says that Memphis, New Orleans, Texas, and Kansas City are the top. Okay, I get that. Kansas City, I did hear there was good barbecue in Kansas City. They said North Carolina and South Carolina do not stack up against those places.
Such a hater.
Yeah, I know. What are the best barbecue places here in the Carolinas, though? Text us and let us know. Smithfield, says producer Nicole. Where is that, up in Raleigh?
Don't they make ham?
Smithfield, no, that's honey-baked ham.
Oh.
Smithfield's barbecue.
Okay. You like that?
Yeah.
There's King's barbecue when you get close to the airport. That's pretty good. I like Midwood Smokehouse.
Yeah, I do too. Jim and Nick's.
Yeah,
Jim
Smokehouse is
that's good. Like fast food barbecue.
Yeah, you could go through the drive-thru. Yeah. That's awesome.
Wait, what is it?
Jim and Nick's.
I've never had it.
It's right down the corner. You do not go across the border to South Carolina at all. There's a whole world down there within 3 miles of your house in Ballantyne.
I went strawberry picking down there.
Well, Lorraine just stays right in her area. She doesn't venture out 10 minutes.
I go north. There's nothing that I need south right now.
If she goes too far south, she'll want to go down to Charleston or Myrtle Beach.
Listen, I went to South Carolina on Saturday, and I got lost.
Going where?
Well, I was trying to go to that equestrian farm, and I ended up like... somewhere totally different.
Yeah. Well, that was your GPS as well.
Max Speed Shop's good.
Max Speed Shop is good. Moe's Barbecue and Matthews is closed, someone said.
You shut your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't support it enough.
They were good.
You didn't venture more.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
JD's in Rutherford College.
A lot of JD's people are texting in.
Lexington Barbecue in Lexington, North Carolina. See, all these should have been on Good Morning America.
Mm-hmm.
They all could have whipped butt.
I wish there was a, you know how they have like the funny bus and they have like brewery tours? I wish there was like a barbecue tour. You hop on a bus with a bunch of big people and you just go, you just drive around all the barbecue places, drink beer and eat meat.
Meat sweats.
Yeah.
Remember when we did the brewery tour? We should have just added barbecue.
JD's Barbecue. Did we already read that one?
JD's
in Valdez,
there's a lot of people who like JD's.
You have to go to Lexington to get good food barbecue. Are you talking about Lexington, North Carolina? Because I think Lexington, Kentucky was on the Good Morning America finals. Yeah, so the wrong Lexington was on TV this morning. Anyway. Yeah, everybody's saying Lexington is known for Barbecue Fest. There's a Barbecue Fest in Memphis that I used to go to. That was an awesome fest. People would come days before and build their, like, areas.
Mm.
that you would go in and party, dance floors.
And you gotta, cool. I mean, they have to like smoke their meats 80 hours in advance.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I find those people so annoying. I do. If you own a smoker or a Traeger, you let everyone else in your life know that you own.
Yeah. You show everyone the app and the temperature of your meat.
Yeah.
Now your celebrity sleep. It's the Dirty with Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Oh my gosh, so much happened. Billboard Music Awards.
Oh my gosh, I feel like so much happened over the weekend.
All right, so get through it. What's going on? What do we need to know about Hollywood?
Okay, so let's start with the Billboard Awards because obviously there were some big winners last night. Olivia Rodrigo was a big winner, Doja Cat big winner, but there was a moment during one of the performances that had everybody speculating and talking about, and it was Machine Gun Kelly dedicating first a song to his wife and then another part to a song to his quote-unquote unborn child, which left fans in a frenzy because they're like, wait, are they married? He just said his wife. And then people thought he made a pregnancy announcement.
Okay.
But after speaking to producer Nicole about the unborn child part, she said that there were rumors late last year that they had lost a baby. That him and Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox were expecting then and had lost the baby. So she thinks that the unborn child part was in relation to that.
Okay.
Now, the wife part, I have no idea.
He's just playing. It's an award show.
I think people say, like, that's my, you know, yeah, like, that's my wife when sure they mean future. I don't know.
Yeah.
I kind of do that with Sterling. I mean, we're married by all accounts, just without the piece of paper.
Yeah. Say, here. Here's my husband. Yeah. My husband, Sterling.
Yeah.
Did you hear what Diddy said at the show last night?
Play it.
Award shows are boring as boring. Okay? You know why they're boring? Because of the people at the award shows. Okay? And we're not having that in here tonight.
All right.
All right. Hyping up the crowd.
Did Kanye write that for him?
All right. So, unfortunately, we just talked about Megan Fox possibly losing a child. Britney Spears and her fiance Sam also made an announcement over the weekend. They put out a Instagram post that says, "It is with our deepest sadness that we announce that we have lost our miracle baby early in the pregnancy. This is devastating for any parent. Perhaps we should have waited to announce until we were further along. However, we were overly excited to share the good news." So they're obviously asking for support and privacy during this time, too. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are married. Now,
yay,
this time, it's kind of official.
Good.
Okay.
We've been waiting.
They are, in fact, married. They do have legal papers this time. But this wasn't the wedding, guys. Like, she's a Kardashian. She didn't just roll up to the courthouse and get married in front of the courthouse and leave in a short dress and kind of a veil. It was like a headscarf. Like, this wasn't the real wedding. I really think that this was like a photo opportunity that because they were getting their marriage license, because there's so much talk about this huge wedding that's supposed to happen in Italy.
You
soon
mean to tell me that something in the Kardashians' lives wasn't real and was for the cameras?
Right?
Oh my gosh.
But I'm with you. I think they're just business. I hate to say business-wise, but just getting the official part done so they can then plan and do their big party, because you wouldn't get married by Italian legal standards. You need to be married in America.
Right.
Thanks. I love the Kardashians.
Right.
So I think this was like kind of just a photo shoot to celebrate what was happening in their life. I don't know. You know, the Kardashians leak everything.
Right.
So I definitely think that there will be a larger wedding where Kourtney actually dresses up for it. No shade.
There'll be a third round.
No shade. But it was not up to Kardashian standards,
all
in
right
my opinion.
And well, you know what? Travis Barker is kind of a different type of soul.
She's
dresses
like a
his
rock
way. Yeah.
Star girl.
Anything
now
else?
Steph Curry got a really cool, you know, our local Steph Curry. He is now officially a graduate.
How many years did it take him to get his bachelor's?
12.
12 years to get his bachelor's.
So he stopped and won a couple NBA championships along the way.
He was a little busy along the way. So now, Manny, you told me that they couldn't hang his jersey in the auditorium, but now they can because he's an official graduate.
That's
and I
right
think that's really cool.
Yep.
Now anybody in their schools have anything hung up with their photo or...
Davidson?
Yeah,
I'm sure.
No, any of us.
Oh, any of us.
Like, is your jersey retired for hockey or...
No, it wasn't that good. Athlete of the Week is what we had in Northern New Jersey, and my buddy Ryan was Athlete of the Week, which is cool.
Well, I'm disappointed in you guys. You really have nothing?
No.
There might be a photo, a group photo of me somewhere. But...
Piper's Theater was renamed the Loren Merola Auditorium.
It was not. You don't even get invited to your reunion. You think that's true?
And y'all were banned from Disney World. Please.
I was not part of that scandal.
All right. Well, thank you, Lorraine. All those stories and more are up at kiss951.com. If you missed anything on today's show, grab the replay. No music, no commercials, wherever you listen to your podcast, MRL Show Replay.
And yeah, we got the links for you. Kiss951.com. We got more winning Halsey tickets and a Top Gun Maverick tickets, including dinner at Applebee's starting tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.